There was a sincere young man who wanted to grow in holiness. So he went to see his rabbi. His rabbi asked him how he was doing with this. And the young man responded by saying, "It's going quite well. I don't use profane language on the Sabbath. I do not disrespect my mother and father. I do not disrespect my wife. I haven't killed anyone. I have not participated in adultery. I have not coveted my neighbor's goods or his wife. Basically, I'm trying to do what I can do to not break the commandments." The rabbi said to him, "I'm glad that you haven't broken any of the commandments, but have you been following the commandments?" And the rabbi challenged the young man by asking him a series of questions. "You say that you don't use profanity on the Sabbath, but have you been worshiping and praising God on the Sabbath, loving him with your entire heart? You say that you haven't disrespected, your parents, but have you told them that you love them and that you forgive them for whatever they may have done to you in the past? Have you told your wife that you love and appreciate her? You say that you haven't killed anyone, but have you gone out to do anything, to defend the sanctity of life from the beginning of conception until the moment of death? You say that you have not coveted, your neighbor's goods or his wife, but have you reached out to your neighbor to see what you and he or she can do to get to know one another and try to make a better community, a better world?" The young man really felt challenged, and he saw that there was a difference between not breaking the commandments and completely following them. My brothers and sisters, you and I, or I should say most of us, were catechized in a day when we memorized everything that was put in front of us. How do you say your prayers? What are the Ten Commandments? What are the six precepts of the church? And it was all rote. And yes, it became a matter of a checklist. As I said, there's a difference between not breaking any of the commandments and living the commandments to the fullest order. Not breaking the commandments is what I would consider to be minimal following of God's law. But going beyond that is following the commandments, embracing the people in your life, making a difference, reaching out, praising and loving God, seeing the Sabbath more than a sterile obligation, but immersing this as an entire way of life. And we do this by choice. God does call us. He calls us every day. And in turn, we are to go out. When Jesus is inserted into humanity, it is not to change, not to abolish the old order, but to make the old order new and fresh and alive. And really, he does reduce the Ten Commandments to two commandments. First one being, love God with your entire body, heart, and soul. In turn, the second one, to love your neighbor as much as God loves that neighbor and loves you. These are challenges. And sometimes we are, we do not feel confident in presenting ourselves to God to ask Him for the graces necessary to be faithful. And this is to be our prayer, asking God for the grace to be faithful to our vocation and to our way of life. It is not an easy task. There are challenges. But sometimes we let our failures get in the way. But we have to let go of that so that we do move on, because we are loved by God. There's nothing that could ever break that love He has for us. We are in the season of Lent, this period of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. This is about moving away from what is evil into what is good. It is not about competing with each other or pointing out to the world their sins. This is about us growing in deeper communion and faith with God. Thus, we have two things happening in the sanctuary today. Zane will be making his first Holy Communion. And Zane, what I want to say to you about this is that from the get-go, God loved you. And your mother and father brought you to church to be baptized, to follow the steps of Jesus. And today, you're receiving His body for the first time. Jesus will enter into you, and you will grow in closer communion with Him. It is my hope that this is not the last time, that this will be the first of many communions. So in turn, you, like your mother and father, when you do get married and have children, that you will baptize them and bring them up in the faith that they have been brought you up and continue bringing you up. But also today, we have men and women of our parish who, with great excitement, have started a new ministry in the church, in our parish. More than 30 years ago, Brother Ed Bennett, a Franciscan friar, started a food pantry. And when Ed had moved on, Patty Watson took that ministry over and grew it into the largest food bank in Tarrant County. That the parish supported that ministry for more than 30 years. And it was through your generosity and the generosity of volunteers that that ministry grew. This time last year, Father Jim came to me and asked that a new ministry be developed. He felt that something new had to be created. I did my research, and I felt that what the parish was calling to do was to have a conference of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul to be established here at St. Andrew Catholic Church and School. This is a ministry that comes from the parish, but also it is men and women who are making a public commitment to address the needs of our brothers and sisters who are in need of financial help, brothers and sisters who face oppression, brothers and sisters who need our prayers. And what inspired me for us to look at the society was how the members of the society are a fraternity. They do pray. There is formation. They encounter Christ and those whom they visit in their homes. So right now, I'd like those men and women who are here to come forward.